Meseches Kinim is fairly short but complicated, and it deals with bird offerings that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash. There were actually only two types. One is a chatas and one is an ola. And the Masechta fundamentally deals what happens when they become mixed together. For example, you have a bird that is a chatas and one is an ola, and you don't know which is which, and they get mixed together. What are you going to do? When somebody is bringing a bird offering, it can be brought voluntarily, and that is going to be limited to bringing an ola, because you cannot bring a chatas on a voluntary basis. A chatas is for a sin that was done. Accordingly, that is an obligatory offering. So when it comes to voluntary offering, and it's going to be critical in our Masechta, it's only going to be an ola. When it comes to an obligatory offering, you actually have to bring them in couples, which is called a ken. Ken means a pair of two birds. One is going to be a chatas, one is going to be an ola. So basically, any time that there's a chov, an obligation to bring bird offering, is going to be two birds. One is a chatas, one is an ola. And for example, a woman who gives birth, a yoledes, she's going to bring a ken, she's going to bring a chatas and an ola, bird offerings, a zav, a zava, and the like. And now the fundamental problem, which we'll talk about in the first Mishnah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, when you have a mixture between two birds, and either one is designated for a chatas and an ola, or one has been designated and the other one hasn't been designated yet, the problem here is that a korban chatas, the zrika, is done above the when it comes to chatas, the zrika is done below the chotasikra. So a korban chatas is talking about a bird offering is done below the chutasikra, which is halfway up, a line that goes around the mizbeach halfway up. When it comes to an ola offering of a bird offering, that has to be above. And if you do the chatas above or you do the ola below, that is going to be an invalid korban. Accordingly, when you get mixed together, you don't know which at which. It could be that you're doing the zrika in the wrong fashion, and it would be possible. Accordingly, we cannot use those bird offerings when they get mixed together. So Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph starts as follows. Chatas ha'of, nasis lemata, as we just mentioned before, the zrika of the chatas ha'of, that is done below the chutasikra. Skip the next few words. We'll go back to them. When it comes to na'ola sa'ov, nasis lemala. And when it comes to a bird offering that is an ola, that has to be done above the chutasikra. What the Mishnah does is, even though we're not talking about animal offerings in this mistachta, we're talking about bird offerings, it's going to teach us that when it comes to a behema, an animal offering, it's going to be the reverse for the chatas and the ola. So let's reread the Mishnah as follows. Chatas sa'ov, nasis lemata. When it comes to a bird offering and it's a chatas, the zrika is going to be done below. However, if a chatas behema lamala, when you have an animal offering that is a chatas, the zrika is going to be above the chutasikra. And ola sa'of nasi lamala, as we said, the ola sa'of, the zrika is going to be done above the chutasikra. That's for a bird offering. But when you have an ola that is a behema, of ola's behema, that is going to be lamata, that's going to be below the chutasikra. V'im shina bezeh bezeh. And if you change, we're talking here about the chatas ha'of and the ola sa'of. The chatas ha'of has to be below, and the ola sa'of has to be above. If you switch those two, they are going to be invalid. It's going to be puzzle. Seder kinim kach. When we talk about the case seder kinim, as we said in the introduction, it can be brought on a voluntary basis or an obligatory basis. Achov, if it's obligatory, for example, azav, azava, yolenis, etc. Echad chatas vechad ola. When we talk about a ken, it's actually two birds. One is going to be a chatas, one is going to be an ola. But when it comes to an adarim and adavos, kulan olos, you can only bring a voluntary offering, as we mentioned before, only an ola, not a chatas. And now we're going to focus on the words neder and nedav. What is the difference between those two if it is both voluntary? If they both mean voluntary, izu neder, when somebody says I'm going to bring a neder, that means that haomer hare alai ola, I am going to bring an ola. The focus is on himself. He's saying, I have personal liability. If something happens to that bird, I'm going to have to replace it because it is incumbent upon me to bring an ola. In contrast, veizu nedav, what's a nedava? That is limited to a specific bird. Haomer hare zo ola. This bird is going to bring a korban ola, ma bein nedarin lenedava. So what's the difference between them? The difference is if something happens to that bird that's been designated, elasha nedarin, when it comes to neder, he says, I'm going to be responsible. It's upon me. Meso nignivu hayavamim chayavim bachriyusan. If the bird dies or it gets stolen, there's still an obligation to bring a bird because it's incumbent on the individual. There's personal liability. because harei alai, it's upon me. On the other hand, unedavos, if it is a nedava, it's limited to that specific bird, meisu anigdavu, because the language of the individual is harei zola. This bird is going to be an ola if that bird dies. If it's stolen, ein chayavim b'achrayus, and there is going to be no personal liability. You are off the hook, no longer responsible to bring a korban. Mishnah Bey is chata shenir nisarva b'ola. If we have a korban chata, this is talking about an ola, it's talking about a bird that has been designated to be brought as a chata. So somebody has an obligation to bring a ken, and he designated the two birds. One is a chatas, one is an ola, but they got mixed together. You don't know which is which. Chatas and yitzarva ba'ola. So if your chatas bird got mixed together with an ola ba'chatas, or the reverse, it doesn't matter. They got mixed together. You don't know which is which. Afilu echad beribo, even if it's one in 10,000. So for example, you had one chatas bird got mixed together with 10,000 ola birds. They've all been designated already. We have a problem, Yasmusu, Kulam, they all have to be let to die because we have no use, because we don't know on any of the birds when we do the Zrika, is it supposed to be above or below, because it could be the other type of korban. Accordingly, it would be invalid. No use for those birds anymore. They have to be let to die. Now, chata shenis arva b'chova. The situation here is different. If we have a bird that's been designated as a chatas, and it got mixed together with a chova. Chova means that we have two birds. Somebody has to bring a chova, but they have not been designated yet. So he separated two birds. The person, a woman, a yoled, a zav, zava, separates it. That is a chova. Designates two birds, but didn't say which one is going to be the chatas and which is going to be the ola. That is called a ken stuma. It is satum. It has not been decided which one is going to be the chatas and which is going to be the ola. So we have a designated chatas that fell into two birds, a ken, that have not been designated. Accordingly, ein kasher ele kaminyan chata shebechova. We still can bring one bird of the three that fell together. What's going on here is that we have the chova, the two undesignated birds. Our concern here is that I can only bring one bird, because if I bring two birds, then I could be bringing a bird that's been designated incorrectly. So in other words, what he says here is that I'm capped. What the rule is, when I have a designated bird that falls into a chova, two undesignated birds, I look at how many undesignated birds I have. I have two. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use half of them. I'm going to use one bird, but I have to use it for the purpose of the bird that fell in that was designated, which means if a chatas fell into a chova, that's one chatas, one bird that's already been designated, fell into a ken stuma that haven't been designated, I can only use one bird of that total three, and the use of the bird is a chatas because it could be the designated bird that fell in. And the same thing, if I have a korban ola, a designated bird as an ola that fell into a chova, that fell into a ken stuma, same thing, I can only take one of the birds because the chova has two birds, I can only use one of them, and I have to use it as an ola. And the Mishnah says, "Bein shachova meruba ve'anadav muetes." This rule is going to apply whether the chova, meaning I have many sets of birds that have not been designated, what's going to be the ola or the chatas. So I have many kinim that are sumos. This is going to be the situation, and the nedava is going to be little, meaning I have one ola that falls into a lot of kinim stumas, or the reverse, bein sha nedava meruva v'chove muetes, I have many designated olas that fall into maybe even only one chova, which chova is a ken that stuma, bein sha shteim shuot, or all of them are equal. What I have to do is I have to look at the chova birds that have not been designated, and I'm going to take half of them, and I have to use it for the purpose of the bird that was designated that fell in. So if the designated bird that fell in is an ola, I'm going to take half of the chova birds, and I'm going to use that as an ola. Mishnah Gimel says, "B'medvar Marin." What are we talking about in the prior Mishnah? That's bechova v'nedav. As we explained before, that is when we talk about a chova and a dove that came intermixed together. In that situation, I'm only going to look at the chova birds. I'm going to take half of them, and I'm going to use it for the purpose of the bird that was designated. So if it's a designated bird, fell in as an ola, as we explained, half of the birds of the chova amount are going to be used as olas. On the other hand, what happens, whatever happens, if I have two chovas, or three chovas, many chovas that fall together. In other words, you could have one woman that has two obligations. She has to bring, she's a zava and a yoledes, so she had two birds, and they got mixed together. Something like that. Achas, or if we have multiple women, And one woman or man, one had one ken, and it's a ken stuma, so not designated. So one person has two birds, but has not designated one for nola, one with a chatas, and another one also has one ken stuma, or shtayim lezor. One has two and two. I mean, in other words, one has four birds and one has four birds, because whenever we want to talk about a ken, it's has two birds, chatas and an ola to combine, but they haven't designated yet. Shalosh lezor. If we have somebody who had three and three, which means each had six birds, but they haven't designated within each of those couples, which they are, and they got mixed together, what do you have to do here? This is going to be a little bit different. Machsa kasher, machsa pasul. Literally, half is going to be kasher, half is going to be possible. What does that mean? Let's look in the bar. Tanura mechsa kasher mechsa pasul umakriv me'arba. We're talking about if one person had one ken stuma and another person had another ken stuma, so each one had two birds, a combination of four birds between the two of them, but they had not designated in each of their respective kinim which one is going to be the ola and which is the chata. So we have now a combination. They got mixed together and they have four birds together. So it says, as makri marba muravin, of the four that are mixed together, shnayim bivad, you can only take two. You're going to take two of what has been mixed together, and you're going to have echal ola ve'echal echatas v'lo yoser. You're going to take one as a chatas, one as an ola. Why not more? The avich de ola shemayasa osa mikenacha. The concern here is we have four birds that were mixed together. Two of them were supposed to be ola, two of them were supposed to be chataos. But the concern is here, if I take more than one ola of the combination, it could be that I use two for olas, for example. It could be that that came from the same person. And I can't take two birds and have two olas from the same person, because each person is supposed to have an ola and a chatas. Accordingly, what we have is when we have chova and chova getting mixed together with different owners, and each one has the same amount of kinim that got mixed together, we are going to take half of the birds that were mixed together, and that half we're going to divide in half and half. In other words, a quarter and a quarter. A quarter is going to be used. A quarter of the total is going to be used for chatas, and a quarter for ola. Now, the situation is going to be fairly similar, but instead of having multiple people, two people, three people, having their kinim get mixed together in the same amounts, we're going to have different amounts mixed together. Achas lezo, shtayim lezo, v'shalosh lezo. What happens if one person had one ken? That means two birds, the ken stuma, they hadn't designated the chatas and ola, but they had two birds, and another person has two kinim, or three kinim, or ve'es lezo, me'el lezo, or one person has 10, and one has 100, and they got all mixed together. This is talking about all chovas, kinim that are chova. What you have to do is hamuat kasha. What you have to take is the person who has the least that fell in together, we're going to look at that amount. So, for example, if we have somebody who had one and somebody who had two, we're going to look at the person that had one. One is two birds. And what we're going to do is we're going to be able to use two birds of the whole combination, only two birds. One is going to be an ola and one is going to be a chatas. And the concern here is, as we mentioned before, if we take two olos, then the problem is maybe they both came from that same person who only had one ken. He had only two birds and one was supposed to be an ola and a chatas. We don't know whose is who, so it could be we're taking two olos from the same person. That is going to be problematic. So the key here, hamuat kasha, when we have multiple people that their chovos get mixed together, we're going to take the lowest denominator, the person who had the least in, and we are going to be able to use that person's entire amount, not the combination, that person's entire amount, but it's going to be half for olas and half for chataos. And this is going to apply when we have this combination, whether the obligations are for the same type of obligation. For example, if we have two women and shem echad would be each as a yoledes, so one has a ken as a yoledes, one has a ken as a yoledes, they get mixed together. Or even ben mishnei shemos, if one woman had to be a yoledes, she's bringing a ken as a yoledes, and the other one as a zava, it doesn't matter because it's still a chova and a chova that got mixed together. Ben miisha achas, and this applies if it's one woman, for example, she has to bring, she was a zava twice, or you let it twice and never brought the first time. Ben mishtei nashim, or if it's two women, that is going to be all the same, that you're going to go by who has the least in, and we're going to be able to use from that one person the least in, half for olos, half for chatos. Mishnah Dalet gets into more detail, this last statement that we just saw, keitzad mishem echad. So what does that mean? That it could be from one obligation. So it could be, for example, one woman, and she has to bring two kinim, leida v'leida. She had two births, never brought after the first one, so she has one ken and another ken. They got mixed together, ziva v'ziva, mishem echad, or she's a ziva and a ziva. She was saw a zava and she was a zava, a seminal flow. Not a seminal flow, she was a woman, but she saw certain flows. So there, those are going to be two, that's going to be Shem Echad, that's the same obligation from the same woman, that is going to have the same halach as we saw in the prior Mishnah when the things get mixed together, Hamuat Kasha, that's going to be the phrase, Hamuat Kasha is you're going to just be able to take when we have this mixture, which woman has the lower, man has the least in, and we're going to be able to use that number of animals, half for Chatas, half for Olam, Ishtei Shemos, will be an example, one woman who has two obligations from two different obligations, Leda Viziva, same woman, she has to bring a ken as a Leda, as a Yoledes, and one Efer Zava. Keitza Shteinasim, what would be an example when we have two women and their Chovas got mixed together, Alzo Leda, when it comes to the same obligation to women, each is a Yoledes, and their Kinim got mixed together, the Kinim, they were Stumas, got mixed together, Alzo Ziva, Valzo Ziva, Mishemachad. Another example will be, each woman, one is a Ziva, and they got mixed together, that's the same obligation to women. Mishtei Shemos, what would be two women and two different obligations? So al zoleid of al zoziva, one is a yoledis, one is a ziva, and their chovas got mixed together. Now Rabbi Yossi is going to tell us that there is a time that we actually can pool all of the birds together and use them. That is not what we've been seeing till now. We've been seeing till now that you have to go after the least person and you can use only that number and you have to divide half chatas and half ola. Rabbi Yossi is going to tell us there is a time that we can actually pull everything together, that everything got mixed together and be able to use all the birds. And when is that, Rabbi Yossi Omer? Shtei nashim shelachu kineim be'eruv. If we have two women and they pooled their money together. So they never independently bought their kinim and each one comes with two and two. That's not the situation. They put the money together and they bought, for example, four together. So no two was designated to one woman and no two were designated to the other woman. They pulled their money together, but they bought their kinim together. Or they gave all the money to the Kohen to buy it. So two women came together. Here's our collective money. Please go buy four birds, which is a ken for each of them. The Eza Shiyitza Koin Yakriv Chatas, the Eza Shiyitza Koin Yakriv Ola, Koin has the volition when he buys those four birds or more, whatever amount of the pool money it is, he is going to designate the birds for which woman is it, and which one is a chatas and which is an ola for each. And this applies ben mishem echad, ben mishem shemot. This applies whether they have the same obligation, each is a yoledis or each is a zava, or different obligation. It doesn't matter when the money is pulled together, so each never designated which two would be for her and which would be for her. It's going to be the coin that's going to designate everything. All of the birds can be used, not a problem, and it's simply going to be designated by the Kohen when he does the avoda.